September 10th, Cavalera. Today, a pirate party in full swing, a roadmap that shifts a little, and a community with a whole lot to say about combat balancing. Let's start with what's running on the servers. Alpha 4.10 is still live, and its most recent patch fixed one of the nastiest crashes on the Vulcan side for the latest NVIDIA cards, which should save quite a few sessions from going sideways. Over on the PTU, 4.10.1 is starting to take shape, and it brings some long-awaited content. Relief efforts at Orison following the Nine Tails attack, with six different contract types ranging from construction to ambushes to clearing enemy positions, all feeding into a single reward track that unlocks three new weapons and three armor pieces. The same build also fixes some less glamorous but very welcome issues. The clipper hull that was soaking up hits without flinching across a good chunk of its surface, and ground vehicles that stubbornly refuse to break down even when critically damaged. The previous day's roadmap roundup brings two concrete updates. The Orison Relief Support event moves to committed status, targeting an upcoming 4.10.x update, and Alpha 4.11 gets pushed to the fourth quarter. CIG explains they want to give teams more time to polish the current 4.10.x before switching gears. Standard reminder, these are internal targets, not promises carved in stone. And since we're on the topic of polishing, we need to talk about what's consuming basically all of Spectrum right now. The rebalancing between energy weapons and ballistic weapons being tested alongside the patch. The debate over ship time to kill has splintered into about half a dozen separate threads, with some players arguing CIG is fussing over a combat system that still doesn't work at its core, and others pushing to flip the whole framework from time to destroy a ship to time to disable one. One thread even claims that fighter nerfs are already being adjusted before their first deployment wave. That's player observation, not studio confirmation, but it gives you a sense of the temperature in the room. Over on Reddit, a player published a fairly sharp breakdown of the damage curves observed on the PTU. Their read: the gap between shields and hull would almost single-handedly decide the winner between energy and ballistics, with a ship like the 890 Jump, heavily shielded but fragile in the hull, having until now a clear edge toward ballistic weapons. The new patch would narrow that gap. This is community analysis of test data, not an official announcement, but it sheds some useful light on the debate raging alongside it. And that balancing debate doesn't exist in a vacuum. The general tone on Spectrum remains worried. The most upvoted thread of the period states plainly that enthusiasm hasn't just faded, it's gone. Others compare what players hoped for to what the studio has delivered, or worry that the game is drifting toward new players at the expense of the long-timers. Another thread calls for consolidating the foundations before adding more content. It's a mood that runs through a good chunk of the veteran player base, and it deserves to be heard for what it is. There is still some room to smile elsewhere. Pirate Week 2026 has officially raised its black flag this week. New Skull and Crossbones paint jobs for the Ironclad, the Clipper, the Basher, and the Shiv, a wanted poster contest to share on social media, an arena commander challenge against the pirate swarm, and most importantly, a treasure hunt. A golden doubloon is hidden somewhere in the verse, with clues dropped across official channels. Over on Reddit, the armchair detectives got to work the moment it was announced, picking apart a clue along the lines of, "Where the lost are honored, flames speak louder than words," and a theory is already circulating pointing toward the Scudders, out near Grim Hex. Some players do note that the event stays very cosmetic, while actual piracy gameplay has been pretty quiet for a long time. The point comes up on Spectrum too. Celebrating piracy in paint is fine, but where are the actual activities? Still on Reddit, a nice bit of timing. The very same day the Nyx 3 roadmap card got a new official image, a player posted their own screenshot of that moon's atmosphere. On the rumor front, two separate threads mention a possible leak of Steam achievements for Squadron 42, along with a possible relaxation of discussion rules on the topic in the official Discord. Nothing confirmed by CIG at this point, treated as a lead, not an announcement. For those who want to get involved without waiting to find the golden doubloon, Pirate Week is ongoing as long as the flag is flying on official channels, no end date has been announced. Now's the time to dress your ship in pirate colors and take your shot at the swarm. By the numbers to close things out, $304,000 raised yesterday, bringing the total past $1.043 billion. That was Cavalera. Happy treasure hunting this weekend, and fly hard, crash pretty.